What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Booza.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out. Going live. Fuck it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's good, Internet? What's good, PDX? This is Feeve Boogie. Another episode of the High Life Loading. You heard? It's another nighttime edition, too. This is Thursday, April the 8th, 2021. And if you're listening to this, glad to hear you're still around, striving and thriving and shit like that. The high and low lives are in the building. Excuse me. I promise I don't have COVID. It's, need to take a swig of beer. But yeah, man. So it's myself, Feeve Boogie. We got Love and motherfucking Bass in the house. My guy, J.E. Cash, you found the snack, huh? I see you over there munching on something. I see you. You ain't low. You heard? He's nodding because he's smacking. He can't talk right now, so I get to troll him. Fuck the Nets. Fuck that Cash App of yours. And that dumbass sign you blow up all every time. You heard? Fuck that.
Peace and love,
but nah,
everybody.
Man. What's up, Cash? Unfortunately, tonight we do not have Big Boozer with us. He's taking care of Big Boozer paperwork. You know what I'm saying? So let that man be, and he'll be back soon. But shout out to you, Big Boozer, man. I know you're doing your thing, brother. But okay, let's get it started. Bass, I'm gonna fuck with you first because you're the only one that's unmuted right now. How the hell are you doing with your assortment? So this is the first episode I think he has not used like some background. And now we get to look into his room or wherever the fuck he's recording. And like I'm looking at a bunch of like 18 different fucking USB cords over there, dog. Like what the? I know you're like you're a DJ on the side. Do you really need all of that shit?
Yeah, those are different aux cables and RCA cables, and you gotta be prepared when you go out.
Hmm.
So you just build them up like, over time.
They don't have like a Swiss Army knife for them shits.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Nah, they don't.
Do you have to label them? Do you have to label them to remember like which ones for which, or you just know?
Nah, I just know. Yeah.
Like a doctor. How you feeling, man? You good?
Good. Thursday after work. I only got one more half day.
Sound like you want to use that tomorrow.
I've been thinking about it, but I'm going to save it.
What you going to save it for?
For when I really don't want to get up.
You can always call out sick. Fuck yep. It. You heard? Cash, what you drinking over there, man?
Whiskey, drink of men.
Drink of men. What sort of whiskey is it?
Bullet.
Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous.
Bourbon for the uninitiated. Oh, long live the, let me pay a tribute. Long live the king.
Dope shit. He has on a long live King T'Challa, aka the Black Panther, aka Chadwick Boseman.
Bozeman.
Chadwick Boseman. Yes, I said Boseman. Yes.
Yes.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace, sir. So. Very, very, very good, very solid choice there, sir.
Thank you. Gotta step my game up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And living life.
Doing now I can't troll you because you got a nice shirt on, man. Hey, you have a meaningful shirt.
Hey. Bang.
Yeah. Fuck you. But you living life, dog?
Yeah, man. Everything's good. Everything's great. My place is finally starting to come together. I can't see through the whole place now. They were here banging noise. Oh, funny thing that happened. Since they were banging trying to put the stuff together, I forgot to put myself on mute. So my boss was like, "What is that? Is that you?" And he referred to a woman on my team with a child. And he was like, "What is your child banging on? Is that safe?" And she was like, "Oh my God, are you saying I'm a bad mother?" And she almost started to cry. So I was like, "All right, guys, I got to drop because I'm not going to be." So
you're going to bail out and get that, have that girl have an HR issue.
I don't get paid that's enough to watch that. I don't get compensated enough to watch.
But it's Eddie. You were the problem. You didn't mute your shit.
I know.
You could have said it was me, but you didn't.
I don't like her.
You didn't.
I don't like her. So.
Hey.
Right. So it is what it is on that point. But yeah, other than that, it's been a pretty sick. Oh, I took my daughter out for Easter. It was Easter this past weekend, I believe.
Oh yeah.
If I'm sober enough. Yeah, it was Easter this past weekend. So we did the whole Easter egg hunt, went out on Saturday that for her, and it was cool. We got a little balloon animals like a butterfly. The woman was like, Well, what animal do you want first? She said a turtle, which I thought was a very precocious choice because I'm like, all right, my kid's not dumb. Oh, can I get a snake? Yeah. So, other than that,
but turtles are like graceful, mindful creatures, you know.
So no, I'm like a balloon.
To make turtle. That with a balloon, though.
Yeah, no. She said no. The artist said it was doable, but I was like, we've been waiting on this line for like.
Yeah,
like,
no, I know.
I'm not gonna watch you twist and fuck around with balloons for another 10 minutes.
Like so. A snake or a horse or a dog.
So, so I guess we went with a butterfly.
No, look at that.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
So, yeah.
Good job, Daddy Cash. Good job.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get rid of these narratives out there. I take care of mine. you little sons of bitches. I take care of mine.
Take care of your kids, you heard? That's right, the quote of the week right there. Bam.
I know. I understand if people don't. And don't get me started on that. I understand. I understand. Life is complicated.
We're going dark, guys.
I know.
We're going real dark. I mean, it's apropos though. We record at night now, so y'all seeing a different side of the high and low lives. You heard? In daytime, we're mild mannered. At night, all types of floral print do rags come out with velvet in them and shit like that. Bourbon, fucking whatever base is drinking, IPAs. Jay, what you drinking, bro? I know you're already drinking some extravagant shit.
It's a Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. That's right.
The one time I tee you up, man. Fuck.
No, sorry.
You with the Mountain Dew Zero. Was it a long day, bro?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been a long week, but I say that I think every week until school is over, man. When school is over, I'll probably stop saying that shit. And when I get my new job, I'll probably start saying it again. So,
So do you have any wiggle room in between school being over and like the start of your new job?
There's going to be a little bit, but I'm going to be preparing for exams and stuff, you know, after post-graduation. But no, I got a trip planned coming up.
There you go.
Yeah. Or it's being planned. We'll see what happens. possible Jamaican trip. We'll see what it is.
Oh, shit.
Well, hedonism.
No. Fuck a possible, man. We ain't playing spades. You just a definite. You better playing around, man. Stop playing around.
It's too much COVID, man. I don't know.
Dog, you got the vaccine. What are you talking about? What are you worried about?
I'm not worried. I'm just saying we'll see what happens as far as everything else. What's good, man?
Cash.
I want to talk about the vaccine. I got the Moderna. I got the Pfizer. Now I need a Johnson & Johnson. I'll be straight.
What do you mean?
What you talking about?
You got to get all of them. That's how it works.
Nah.
So you want him. You want J.E. to get shot up with all the fucking vaccines?
No, right. He wants one of us to get... He wants one of us to get Johnson & Johnson.
He wants one of us to die, so he can take his share of all the fucking money that he's holding from us. Don't fall for the setup.
No, we don't do subpar vaccines. So.
You want to do the one shot? No. You do one shot, one kill. No Red Dead Redemption. No one shot, one kill. No.
90 and up.
Pfizer's apparently the best, right?
No. Yeah,
the highest number. So any of you brave souls out there, take a Johnson & Johnson and let me know what's going on with you. Thank you.
Yo, Faith.
Yo.
I'm with the do-rag gang. What's good with you?
Bro, you know, I'm living life, man. Whenever this do-rag come on, all your troubles, all your worries go away. You heard? The fill of velvet on top of your head. I recommend this shit even if you're bald. You heard? Like, it's... feel luxurious, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I put this shit on top of my head and Barry White come on.
I need to go try to find me a two-tone one.
There you go. Oh, like back in the day. 2000s.
No, if you get a two-tone, then you gotta get some Black Forces base. You gotta get some
Black all the way back. Yeah. I wore Black Air Force.
Real shit though, bases are heavier than group. You know what I'm saying? Like you'll probably never see us all in person, but trust us, base is the fucking muscle. Okay. So the black uptown that reference, the Black Air Forces was very apropos.
I thought they were dope.
I've
had two pairs of the mids in my life. I never got a high ups ever because I don't play like that.
But it was all about the low tops, all black.
Yeah. I've had the mids. I like to keep the strap loose. You know what I mean? Because then when the strap droop, that's how you know you gotta get rid of the shoe. The lows last forever.
They do. The lows do.
Speaking of straps, sir. Mr. Cash, Mr. Spock, Dollar Song. Speaking of straps, How's them Croc straps, sir?
How do you clean Crocs?
Put them in the washing machine.
He been going everywhere with them shits. What the fuck you been doing that you fucked them up that bad?
So I forgot that they had them on and I went outside.
I mean, okay. You can.
And yeah. Then you did what? What did you step in? Mud? Shit?
The grass.
So what, it just made it green? Like,
yeah, no, and then there's dust everywhere in my house, so there's like, they're dusty. But I tried to wipe them off, but I think that's how you clean them. I'm not sure.
Throw them in the washing machine. They're rubber. Throw them in the washing machine.
Oh, I you sure?
I put it on my plastic wash. I do that with my gym shoes.
Won't they melt?
Like rubber.
The washing machine, not the dryer, motherfucker. Oh,
how do you get the dryer?
What are we talking about here? No, you put it outside. You put it outside. Air dry. Let it dry. Yeah. Let it air dry. I did that the other day with my gym shoes. Oh. Them shit stink. Oh, God. And I was like, I wear like the minimalist shoes, like to jump rope in. Whew. My feet don't even stink. That's the thing. But I guess, you know, repeated jump rope and with no socks, it's no good. It's no bueno.
But yeah, so I understand now the benefits. Now what I do is at work. Yeah, they're slippers. I use them as slippers. I don't do adventure mode because that's not safe. But I do like the fact that if they are in adventure mode, if you put your foot in and just click and just like lift up your foot, mm-hmm. the strap comes
what's
up.
What's gonna happen?
Yeah. So
I understand.
But still, like I was in my driveway trying to make evasive maneuvers. I almost turned my ankle. So you need to
get you some Steph Curry ankle wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the wraps.
I could probably park a handicap.
No, you just asking to get your ankles broken by wearing them shits though.
You can't twist your ankle in those. It's impossible.
You have a fear?
Ankle wraps? I do. I have.
Oh, okay. So what happened? What happened in the past? What made you get them?
Because I was wearing ankles, sneakers.
You got your ankles? He got his ankles.
No, I was wearing sneakers that were like too loose.
In 2008.
Yeah.
Cold basketball in Rucker Park. Now I'm playing, bro.
But then I got better shoelaces. So.
No doubt. Shout out to the ankle braces. Well, speaking of, man, this is a good segue into sports. Derrick Rose, he's coming out with a new pair of Adidas or something like that. What's going on with that?
What's the name of them? I've seen them.
D Roses.
Z Rose.
There's a letter.
I just made that up.
Like letters. YXV, DXY.
Yeah. YZY Yeezy Roses.
Oh, yeah, so it's
to
the
me
collab.
They look like.
Collab.
I don't even know what the.
Those are like high heel shoes. Oh no, that's the top.
No, that's the top. Like where you put your foot in.
I thought.
It looked like a deconstructed foam. If that's the weirdest kind
upside
of
like sock, down, upside sock. Down, upside down, it looks like a high heel shoe. That's what I saw.
Yeah. But he's supposed to be playing basketball in those. I don't know how.
Yeah.
No laces.
And why would he come out with something like this? The problems he's had with like his Achilles and all that shit.
Did you not hear him problem? Say? Is he shout miserable? Out to like, Derrick wanna... Rose, man. Yeah, that dude is nice. Thank you.
Yeah, I know that. But you know, like it sounded. Cool. I feel like with the structure of those shoes, he wants other people to get their fucking Achilles and ankles fucked up.
He can warm up with them. You can warm up them and then take them off.
Does it even have any traction in those shoes? It didn't even look like they had any traction in them.
Like a water shoe. That shit looks terrible. I'm sorry, you guys.
Nobody said that yet.
Mr. Variety said it's terrible, so it's terrible.
I don't know what to make of them because the form is odd. But that's nice. All his shoes.
Those are some shits you wear around the house when you get tired of putting up, when you get tired of wearing your slides. Those shits like look like socks. I mean, support D Rose or whatever, but
always, yeah.
Them shits is trash.
They look comfortable.
They gonna be like $450.
Yeah, kiss my ass. And then like this another pair. Like, don't they have another pair of slides or like a cutout? Like some Luke's my little kid.
Oh, those are slide out. Those are slide.
Are they comfortable? Are they comfortable?
I can't afford them. How much are those?
How much they cost? Cash. Unmute yourself.
You don't like the easy slides?
$90?
The loofah? The $80.
The one with the slits on the bottom, the tread is like.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you climbing a mountain or some shit like that.
All them jail slippers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much those.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you meant the loofah sneakers.
No. The slides that he came out with everybody rocking.
Oh, yeah, everybody. There's the one picture floating around. They be trying to trick me. I don't nobody like them shits.
That's true. I never seen a body in public.
Right.
The only person I've seen was Khaled. That's
Instagram.
It.
Instagram.
Oh, that's
Khaled.
Right?
Khaled, right.
Back up. I can't see.
Oh, let me. It's broken.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, look at that shit. You see that shit, JD? Jail slippers. They on Flight Club for $430.
Yep. What? Go got them the same price.
Good. No, what's the retail value?
Negative.
I don't know what the retail is, but I ain't buying them anyway.
$430 for some slides?
That's the retail.
Hell no.
Yo, if you pay $430 for slides, how much your sneakers must be like $2,000.
Yeah. Cause slides are the dad hats of shoes, worthless.
They like flip flops though. Even when you don't want to wear your sneakers.
Except them Crocs. You know you love them Crocs, guys.
I mean, I wear them around the house.
You get any gibbets?
Oh, I Googled Croc giblets and nothing was coming up. What did you say?
Gibbets. Gibbets.
Gibbets.
A J. Okay. I think it's with a J. G-I-B-B-E-T-S.
That's right.
Gibbets. Oh, with a Z.
How the fuck do I know that?
No, no
I don't
Z.
Know.
No, gibbets.
I don't know.
I don't know how I remember that.
Repping, that's what it is, man. Gibbets. I ain't got no gibbets, but you know, I would rock them probably.
So do they hurt your foot?
It should be a flat stab pin. You in the foot.
Should be a
they
flat do? Pin.
It should be light on your feet. Get them, Cash.
I would think it's a flat pin on the backside, not like.
Yeah,
they obviously don't fuck you. Yeah, they don't fuck with your 2 feet. They got the spot protective.
Right. Yeah, they go right into perforations because they got mad perforations in the Crocs.
Don't we know somebody that make patches, though? You don't need just.
That's right. Shout it out. Yeah.
Patch in a box. Patch in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, she could get some pins so we can make it to gibbets.
There you go.
Soon come. But regardless, fuck the gibbets. Just go on there and support patch_in_the_box on Instagram. Real shit.
Yep.
Ping!
S circa 86.
Oh, yeah. Right. Spell with an S. Yes.
Word.
That was on Cash Brooklyn.
No. Fucking no.
Edit point.
Ping! Yeah, edit point. Fucking too many bullets to the head, man.
Oh, also, contribute to Shady Pines Radio Patreon. Become a member and support the station so we don't have to do our day jobs. Remember,
that's
Shady
right.
Pines on Patreon. You're welcome.
Word. We want to quit. Nah, I'm joking.
Yes.
Word.
Yeah.
I need an easy life. Fuck that.
Word, man. Welcome to the good. That's my song. That's my song pick for the week early. Welcome to the good life with Kanye West and T-Pain. Bam.
What's going on, listeners? This is JE representing for the High and Low Lives, and you're listening to the High Life Show. Like, comment, subscribe. We want to know what's on your minds. Keep it locked.
In the mix, bitch.
That has to be
taking
a drop
his
old
drop
right,
right now.
Yeah, that was tremendous. Oh, the open do rag JE is the best JE.
Base of concern.
What the.
Now do, bitch. That's what we've done.
Oh, yes. He's here. Yes.
Sugarless.
Tremendous.
Don't shame my beverage of choice, man.
Drink what you want to drink. Shout out Wild Leap Brew Co. ETA Transcontinental IPA. It's brewed in LaGrange, Georgia. Very good.
All right.
Pay me, Wild Leap.
Pay me.
What else is going on in sports right now? Do you guys see that listing of the top 25?
It was garbage.
I'm gonna try to pull it up right now. I didn't see it.
Yeah, LaMelo at the top.
I know what he's talking about. That was
who's at the top, LaMelo?
Yeah, LaMelo was at the top.
I'm surprised.
And they had Luka was in there too. Zion, Jason Tatum.
Oh, like all the new school?
Yeah, so it's ranking the top 25 players in the 25 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, Melo definitely up there.
Yeah, they have him as number one. And they have Jay Morant in there too.
No.
Oh, what about what's his name?
No.
What about
no wrong.
What do you mean no? What do you mean
what
no?
What about what's his name on Timberwolves?
The list goes as follows.
Edwards, Luka,
Zion, LaMelo, Donovan, Jason, Fox.
And he's under 25?
Yes.
Who?
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
Yes.
Spider? Yeah.
I did not know that. He's still super young. And he's
Jay
really
Morant is here.
Wow.
Jay Morant is number 15.
Yeah,
so you know
I wasn't naming the sequence. I was just naming who was on it.
What about what's his name on the Timberwolves though? You said it?
No, he's not on there. But Michael Porter Jr. is. That's why I said this list is full of shit.
Yeah, you can't. How you not put him on there?
And John Collins. Zion is two.
Who the fuck is John Connor?
Okay. John Collins, I think, is on the Hawks.
Collins? Oh.
Yeah, he might be on
the Hawks.
He's a white guy.
Trae Young was 16. Trae Young was 16.
Come on now. I don't need throw that list out. Throw that list out.
Oh, come on. Yeah, whatever.
No. Demon Booker is 8. That's how you know this list.
He's under 25, too?
Yeah.
Demon Booker's a child. He'll barely get cocaine.
All these people are like already amazingly good. Like
it's crazy. You Luka's at him. Luka's like 20, isn't he?
Yeah.
He seems so much older. So much older than that.
Yeah.
He's been playing internationally for like what? Since he was 14, 15 years old with grown men.
Right. Yeah. So he don't respect nobody. He was born. He was bred to be disrespectful.
Like I already conquered one league. Now I'm about to come over here and conquer this league too.
Right. I don't care about you or nothing. You got or nothing. What you about? But yeah, no. I just know, Phoebe, I was just saying that. I don't want you to give too much praise to LaMelo. I thought I mistakenly heard you say he's number one, and I can't let that. He was not number one. Never has.
Nah,
number one.
I won't. Still got to prove himself. So my bad. I didn't say that. Though. No. You're right, Cash.
So still got to prove himself. LaMelo is not number three.
He just mad. Cash is just mad because he's not gonna make off on that bet because LaMelo's hurt.
Make off on that bet if y'all want to sleep. Put that on the Lord.
See, Mr. Cash, here go Mr. Cash.
And what about the guy? The whole neighborhood scared. The center for the Warriors, the one that went.
Wiseman. Nah, he's not on that list. He's not doing nothing.
He's getting better.
I think you know the problem is everyone was watching LaMelo to be terrible, but then he turned out to be serviceable.
Yeah,
Everybody thinks he's amazing.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody thought he was gonna be trash.
Right.
And then he came out and actually could play. So they're like,
that's what I said.
You said the bar was so low. He's still trash, but he looks like he's good. Like, no, he's actually good.
I think he's over. Forgive me for my poor communication skills. What I'm trying to say is that I feel like he's overhyped.
You watched him in his last few games before he got injured, though?
He's overhyped.
He was looking like he did in the Australian League.
Oh, okay.
He was.
Playing against bums. Yeah, I would look like that, too, playing against the Rockets.
Yeah, but he's doing it in NBA. He was doing it in NBA.
I'd tear the Rockets up by myself. He's fucking up the Rockets, the Wizards.
This is okay. We got to stop for a second. Because he does this with every sport. He thinks Cash thinks he could beat Floyd Mayweather. He's been saying that forever, for years.
Now
he's saying he can take a whole NBA team by himself.
By myself. Full court.
I'm going to bow to you. About a ball.
I'm going to tell you what Joe Frazier told Ali in Manila. They lied to you, champ. They lied to you.
Rockets is trash, but they're not that trash.
Yeah.
Oh, the Heat got a center. I can't remember who they got. They just got someone in a trade.
They got Oladipo. I know that.
No, Oladipo's a but they just got a center. I saw it on Instagram. And what's the name was saying if they get to the finals they're gonna win this year. Of course he would say that. Butler.
Yeah. You see IT is back?
Yeah, he scored 8 points.
What team? Good job, IT.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
Got a 10-day contract. I'm happy for him. Yo, he had a lot of problems with the hips and everything else. He's been going from team to team.
I think he might play in China.
Right. He's like another Marbury.
Right.
Make a ton of money.
Marbury's like a god over there, son.
Yeah.
They have like a statue of him, for real.
No, he's not. No, FIFA's not bullshitting. There is a statue. Someone took the time to make a statue out of Coney Island native Stephon Marbury. I never thought
in a motherfucking house, you heard?
They don't appreciate you. Go where they appreciate you.
No.
That's right.
Make them appreciate
you. That's right. Another quote of the week. Say it again, but they didn't hear it in the back.
Go where they appreciate you.
No. Don't be a quitter. Don't be a quitter, ladies and gentlemen. Not a quitter.
It's finding your niche. Where you fit in.
Goddamn right.
Take them. Make them submit to your will or die by your hand.
He did. He was good in the league. His time was over. He like, I'm going to go over here. And I'm going
to eat some Vaseline. Because he didn't do that.
To be clear, Stephon Marbury was eating Vaseline.
He was. I mean, he's a legend, but.
No.
We got facts of facts.
Base. Don't squint your eyes. I want you to know He took a tub of Vaseline, like so, opened it, like so, took a hand, like so, and ate it. Yeah. No one is psychologically capable to deal with a grown man who will willingly eat Vaseline and record it. That is a next level of...
That's some like pre-TikTok shit.
Word. He was a pioneer.
Right.
He predated the fucking Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah, well, shout out to you, Stephon Marbury. Please come on the show so we can make fun of your Star Wars sneakers.
Word.
Oh, yeah.
What a job.
Shout out to Stephen Barry. Shout out to Stephen Barry. I got a nice t-shirt from up there, so shout out to them.
$5 or less.
Yep. That's why I went out of business. There's only so many t-shirts people will buy. Poor business model.
The graphic tee era.
Yeah. What happened to good graphic tees, man?
They still make them.
What kind of tees?
Graphic tees. Remember when everyone was wearing them graphic tees?
What
the superheroes and all that? That was like circa 2004.
21.
All right. They got way better ones now. They have way better superhero tees now, though. Not on no geek shit, but they got way better superhero tees. They have like the Kanji ones. They got like the old comic book ones and shit like that. I'm aware the next show. Matter of fact, I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna tell you which one I got.
Oh god.
It's the Hero of Heroes. What you old god about, Cash?
You got Doug.
Oh shit. You remember Doug? You remember Doug? Shout out Pork Chop. I remember you. Rest in peace. I know you somewhere in heaven. Love you, boy.
Oh god. Pork Chop died.
Oh, shout out to Patty Mayonnaise. That show taught me about racial relations. We are all one people.
They were all blue, weren't they?
Nah, I was Skeeter.
That was Skeeter.
Oh.
And his neighbor, the one that had all the gadgets, he was black.
Oh, Skeeter. No, Mr. Doink. Mr.
What the fuck is his name?
Mr. Dink. Mr. Dink. He's a weird motherfucker, but he was a man, though.
He had money. And Patty Mayonnaise, you saw Doug was giving it up. Like, you mine, yo. What's up?
Roger would beg to differ.
Right. Well, Roger got BB now. You saw the one where they growed up? They together.
I saw, yeah.
Roger got Roger.
Good, but it's nowhere as good as, like, the original shit.
Yeah.
And he was Quell, man.
Yeah, you got to put the bell on your head with a little loop, you know?
That's my Halloween costume this year, Quell, man. Yeah, shout out to Doug.
If I ever see anyone dressed up as Doug for Halloween, I think I would give them money. Like, dude, you won, man. Here,
right? You gotta go hard or go home. You heard?
Because that is a very weird, specific costume to pull off in the middle of Halloween. What do you got? Wear like a white tee, like that olive green sweater vest, and then some khaki shorts.
Yeah,
and then some Converse.
And when he's Quell, man, he wears his briefs outside of his pants.
Yeah. Going commando, man.
I don't think I would go that far. Nah, sure. That definitely no fucking commando. Come on. At a point.
No, if you think about it, Superman is going commando.
Yeah. He has two pairs of underwears, huh?
He got tights on, and then he put the underwear on top because
he's come on, man. What are we, barbarians?
Of course he has support when he's doing all that flying.
Yeah, you shouldn't have your family jewels nestled on hot spandex. You should love yourself, you know? That's all I'm trying to say. Batman would never.
He moves fast. He needs support. I get it.
Yeah. If the Flash don't do that, you shouldn't either, sir.
Yeah. Hey, man. I'm sorry. I'm eating Airhead Extremes. That's another ad. Another free advertisement for the show. Airhead Extremes. Oh, my God. So good. You guys hear? I can't even fucking talk. I'm the host. I can't do my job because of this fucking candy, which means you need to get it. Anyway, what do we got going on with millennials, guy? Cash?
So I found this article that basically said for all our millennials, student debt burden is delaying, you know, typical adulting, such as buying homes, starting a family, pursuing creative careers. I just wanted to see what you guys thought, you know, as millennials, not to, you know, and I'll share my own thoughts on this.
Yeah, you share that.
I've said this time and time again, but I think school is great. School costs way too fucking much. There needs to be a means to an end. That's for everyone. I don't think a semester should be north of $5,000-$10,000 at the most. I don't give a fuck who's teaching the class. It could be the greatest premier person in their field, but if you're a good professor, you should be doing what you're doing instead of telling people how to do it. So that's another thing for another time. But at another But
tell them, Cash. Tell them, Cash.
It's fucked up because imagine you just come out, if you just come out of school, right? Say for instance, your salary is like 60 grand, and then you owe like 240, and then you owe like 240 in fucking debt. What are you supposed to do? Sell cocaine, Franklin? Were you gonna be Franklin? What the fuck are you supposed to do?
I gotta get into Snowfall. I heard it's good.
Yeah, you get six roommates. That's what you do.
Yeah, no. Man, not doing things. Man, not doing things.
Hey, that's what you gotta do.
No. That's foreign things. That's foreign things. So what do you guys think?
The question is like, do you think it's delaying all the stuff that we're doing?
Correct. Yes. Do you think it's an excuse? Like, so what? You have student debt. You can still go about your life.
I would say no, but like in my case, it's the truth. Like, I didn't do a lot of things until later in life. I don't know if it was necessarily because of student debt or the fact that like adolescence got extended from like before it was like stopped at like 20, 21, and now it got extended 25. To like 26, 25, mm-hmm. 26. So you're just doing everything later because you're just taking way more time. I wouldn't say it was because of debt, but it was just kind of like, I think it was that backlash of like watching our parents' generation like get married, have kids, and live in the suburbs, and they're like, "Nah, we ain't doing none of that shit. We're not getting cable. We're not doing none of that. We're gonna have fun. we're gonna explore." And like, so part of it, I think, is probably some in some senses probably the debt, but I think it's also like that backlash or that like counterculture of like we're gonna do things completely different than our parents did.
Right. Yeah, nothing. Nope. Coke. Good job. Right.
No, because they did a survey and they basically said, which way did student loans impact your lives? And 29% of people said it didn't. And then 27% said I put off buying my own home. Another 24% said they don't have the savings level that they should. So I think what you're saying, base, it's true. Like some people said, fuck it. I have these loans. I'm still going to live my life. Other people's like, no, I want to pay this shit off first. But to pay it off first is going to take a while. It's not like back in the day when your parents were going to city school. And the most they'd be in debt is 10 grand. So they could they could feasibly pay that off and get a mortgage. But now you're not going to get a mortgage and pay off your debts, at least be at a reasonable level. So I firmly believe don't pay them shits back after a certain while. I mean, if you're paying them 10 plus years, fuck it. Just fuck it. I mean, you'll fuck up your credit. And I'm not helping you, but I'm just saying. I would support not paying it back.
I support Cash's statements, man. I think it's true. You know, it does. I mean, with this comparison, you could be smart, you could be economically sound and all that stuff, and there's a way to wiggle around it. People do it all the time. But then also, some people go out of state to a privatized school and have a ton of debt, and it's damn near impossible to chip away at realistically unless you hit the lottery or you come up with some brilliant idea, which is possible. It can happen. But, it does get in the way. And you just have to be, to Cash's point, if it depends on what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like you get what you're looking for. So if you want to knock off the debt, then you could do that. But if not, after a while, enjoy yourself and say, fuck it. At least I live while I can live and not wait until you're 65, 66, whatever the fuck to live as well. So I don't think there's no right answer to this, except for what Cash initially pointed out, that the whole concept of student loans and how expensive it is just it's unreasonable. You know, it's like you're trying to keep us dumb. So that's my feelings on it.
So go ahead, sir. Just my little two cents to the situation. I didn't do the traditional go away to school route. I was always a commuter student. Even currently with my program right now, even though it's pretty far to commute, but a lot of the shit is online at this point. But, you know, I wouldn't change what I did. And like my initial debt wasn't too bad just because, you know, if you go to community college route, you don't really got to pay too much for school for the most part. And you get to kind of experiment with stuff. But, you know, I don't know if that's what everybody was trying to do in the beginning. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So if you want to kind of test the waters, it makes more sense to do it that way. But some people were ready to just kind of break out and go places and live on their own and, experience life. And that's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? I experienced life, but I was more in the city that I grew up in. And, you know, I seen some things, but I was also able to
visit. Can you call that first a city?
Listen, relax.
Relax.
We might get into that today. Not today.
Every day, damn it. Every day I'm the host of this damn show, we're going to get into it. We know what a real capital is. Oh, my
gosh. But anyway.
Anyway,
at the top. Hey, right. Anyway.
All right. Sorry.
What I was saying is just everybody's, I guess, level of interest when it comes to, you know, furthering your education is a little different. And I guess ideas about school and what you want to do or who you want to be when you're 18 changes when you're 35 or 32 or whatever it might be. So I feel like what I did kind of worked for my situation. I wouldn't change it. You know, seeing people, you know, my friends and stuff go away to school, friendly going away to school and having that kind of fun, you know, I felt like I missed out on some of that, but I was able to kind of visit and see. Mm-hmm. I didn't miss out on any of the debt though. I don't want the debt. But I don't feel like.
Don't let Jay fool. Hey. Don't let Jay fool the people. He ain't miss out on shit.
I was there. Like they used to say, I was there.
You wasn't there.
I was outside. I had my fun. So, you know, I got the chance to experience the other shit.
We all did,
shit,
brother. We all did. I'm going to give you a hard time. We all had our fuck.
Hate you.
Yeah. But at the same time, that didn't stifle anything that I wanted to do after finishing school. So I still got a chance to do that. But it would be nice to have some loan forgiveness, debt forgiveness, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're so trying to do something, I heard, with like the $50,000 in federal student loans. I don't know how
that's a drop in a bucket, but that takes
some. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. My sentiments exactly.
Every little bit helps. You know what I mean?
I'll take it.
Now that's something that you can donate to Cash's goddamn Cash App or whatever. For those purposes, and we will track him down if he gets it, and we'll know if he gets it.
Amen.
All right, base. I didn't look at this TikTok, but there's something that
Dollar Sign Cash Brooklyn.
No. Burn that shit. Fuck out of here. See, you can't give him no ideas. I don't even know why I even set him up for that. Why would I even set him up for that? What's wrong with me? I'm not too bright when the moon is up. But anyway, side chicks or dudes save marriages. Like, base. What is this? What? Explain the TikTok video first.
So it's a woman on TikTok who pushes this idea of like, I am a side chick and that's okay. That's all I really want. Like, I'm not looking for nothing else. And she talks about how side chicks have saved marriages. A controversial kind of thing. And I thought it was very interesting to look at it from her perspective, like, because normally you look at it like, oh, the girl really wants to be with the guy and blah, blah. And she's just kind of like, nah, 2021, this is all I really want. I got other shit to do kind of thing. So I don't know what you guys think about that.
Get the logic. I'll say that. I'll get the logic. It makes sense. Is it immoral like a motherfucker? Yeah, but it makes sense. Cash.
Got his head.
So thank you, Phoebe. Thank you. I want to speak on this. Yes, I watched the video, and I want to speak on this with maturity and respect. What the young lady said to me, the one thing that, you know, struck out to me was like, you know, homewreckers want your man.
Oh yeah.
Side chicks love your man.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? If someone just wants to pay your partner attention but doesn't want any of the obligation, and you yourself can't be bothered, you one probably shouldn't be in that relationship anyway. But then two, if someone wants to do something that you don't want to do and not charging you for it, you might want to look into it, as long as they don't have any diseases or any animosity.
Yeah.
So I think, like, you know, whatever floats your boat, if that's something that you could rock with, I think 90% of us don't have that privilege.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, whatever floats your boat. I mean, just know the shit is like, that's just like some immoral shit. But hey, you know what I mean? It's not who's getting hurt. If no one's getting hurt, then fine.
Yeah, but that's few and far in between. But I mean, she's not wrong with her statement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It makes sense. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Like, I want you. No, I just want you to be happy. It's a weird, intense kind of abject love, you know? So
it's like mutually beneficial, Jay.
So I got a question. So is this on the lines of entanglement, or what are we talking about here? Because this sounds like some wild shit, right? Can somebody answer that question for me?
I would think
it's entanglement.
Watching the, you think it's entanglement?
Yeah, right, because the other person doesn't know. She's just with the one person, and the other person doesn't know. But she's saying that, like, she's not a homewrecker because she doesn't want a relationship. She's just in and out, and if it helps your marriage, then that's great.
Bumping up.
I'm gonna move on to the next guy because she said I got like
six fucking chicken
on deck, so right. I respect it.
Yeah.
Live your life.
I don't really respect it, but you know.
Yeah, you can't hear. Yeah.
I, you know what I mean? I get the argument that she's trying to make, but I can't respect it because if you're married or you're in a relationship, you already have this understanding. Unless it's an open relationship, then that opens the door for other possibilities. Yeah. But you know, I get what she was saying, but I can't respect it. Sorry. Respectfully, right?
Bang bang.
Yeah.
Bass, bring it back to you.
No, I'm good. I said everything I needed to. Shout out to her. Keep doing you. Keep getting that money on TikTok.
Right. One old block.
That takes us to the G Squad in real life. What are they up to these days?
Please. This is referring to the cast of Space Jam 2.
Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, and I forget the two females.
Diana Taurasi, and forgive me, I am not about to butcher your name, but it starts with an N, and I'm so sorry. I don't know how to say your name. Forgive me.
Okay. I can't either, but yes, I understand.
Nitichwe, I think.
So we giving this a shot? We giving this movie a shot or no?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I am too. Cass is like, fuck that.
Space Jam 2. On deck.
Right.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, guys. So it's like, Space Jam 2. What's that, Cash?
I will watch the movie to hate it.
Okay. Will you show your daughter?
I don't believe in lying to children.
You gotta show her both then. You gotta show her the Michael Jordan one and then show her this one.
I would think that one is probably more kid friendly. I saw. Do you know there's some rapists from Clockwork Orange in the trailer? Have you seen that movie?
Wait, what?
Yeah. What okay. Fuck? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Clockwork. No. You got it. Come on.
So there's a Stanley Kubrick movie called Clockwork Orange about a society of people who were born to rape and pillage and all that stuff. So you know, in the trailer where LeBron is playing, there's all these, I guess, Warner Brother characters. There's a group of men from Clockwork Orange, I believe, in the white jumpsuits. So they got rid of Pepe Le Pew because apparently he was inappropriate, forcibly touching women.
And he was.
I'm not supporting Pepe. Pepe Le Pew was wild as fuck.
And the rabbit boots, too.
And they got
and
rid
the
of
the rabbit who?
The rabbit boots.
And they made Lola.
Oh, they got rid of Lola boots?
They desexualized Lola because the furries.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck.
No, shout out to y'all. Y'all don't hurt nobody. Y'all just take up hotel rooms and all that stuff.
Lil Wayne, so I don't doubt what he's saying here with regard to the Lollipop remix. Like, I'm pretty sure. I mean, and I'm not. This is not a shot at Lil Wayne. No disrespect to you or anything like that. But like, you know, he's historically done codeine and all that stuff. And he's talking about he forgot the lyrics that he rapped to the Lollipop remix. Like, okay, it's believable. Yeah, right. Base exactly. He was on drugs.
No, he's.
We're glad you're clean now.
He's part of that group, him and Jay-Z, that are like, they say like, no, they say that they don't write down.
They don't write their rhymes. Yeah. They just do. And Jay's like historically known for doing like one take or whatever sometimes.
So that's what he's getting at. Like, I don't write myself down. I'm super, like, my memory's amazing and I'm super smart. So I don't know if I believe that. But hey, it's cool. He's my favorite rapper of all time. So
Lil Wayne's your favorite rapper of all time?
Yep.
I never knew that, bitch.
Yep.
Question our friendship now.
Come on.
I'm playing, man. Who's your favorite rapper ever, Cash?
It was Kanye West. It is now not Kanye West. For obvious reasons. So I guess I'm left without, I mean, you guys know I love Pop Smoke, rest in peace. And but he just doesn't have the catalog that a Kanye West did.
It's like the GOAT, though. Like, who's the who would you say is the GOAT?
No, like no. We're saying your favorite, because that's what you said, base. Your favorite.
Oh no, I meant GOAT. Like when I say GOAT, when I say favorite, I meant like who, to me, who's the GOAT? Like in this, like
that's a less okay. Yeah, that's so. All right, he's your GOAT. Who's your favorite rapper though?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably your Drake.
Favorite rapper? Drake? Okay.
Aubrey, I know.
You say that begrudgingly.
Yeah.
No, because you don't want to like him, but he's
No. Yeah. He loved Passion Fruit. You see how much you.
That's not one of my favorite.
Passion Fruit is an amazing song. It is amazing. That shit put me in a happy mood.
Yeah.
I put that shit on my positivity playlist. What's that, Bass?
I listen to a lot of Drake. Like I didn't notice it, but I really do listen to a lot of Drake.
And now listen to What's Next by Drake.
Hey, this is Feve Boogie, host of the High Life Show, where we talk about the highs and the lows of society and everything in between.
Check us out.
I only played, it was only one Drake song.
Cash, I love your radio voice, by the way.
I've been practicing.
So who's your GOAT, Cash?
Who's your GOAT?
My GOAT? Like, oh, man. I guess it would have to be Jay-Z.
Yeah, you got to.
So respectable.
By default, yeah, I mean, and then after that, it's a wild drop off. It's a wild fuck. I guess I would have to pull up. Yeah, it was. Yeah, so it would be Jay-Z for me, and then unfortunately, Kanye would have been my number two. But they should have been one and two. Because Watch the Throne is fucking amazing. I don't care what anyone says. If you don't like that, you're
dead. The illest motherfucker alive. It's one of my favorite songs. That no church in a while.
Yeah, and then obviously I have a New York, Chicago bias. I mean, J. Cole, I like J. Cole. And I'm not going to lie, like Bass says, I love Drake as well. I listen to Drake, you know.
Yeah,
he got quotables, and I'm all about that.
And on top of it, like. All
right, J.E., favorite and your GOAT?
Favorite and GOAT? Damn. I think my GOAT got to be Jay-Z. I've been listening to Jay-Z forever, man, honestly. I've been rocking. Actually, my first official CD, I used to buy the bootlegs. It is what it is. I was on 125th buying bootlegs, if y'all know about it. Yeah, man. Harlem. Oh, Harlem. Man. Shout out to Harlem.
Too many strikes, man. It's too many strikes. First is Albany shit, and then you went to Harlem and buy your first fucking...
We all did that,
what
Albany.
What the fuck, bro?
We all did that. We all went to 125th.
Y'all drove for 6 hours to go to fucking Harlem and get a fucking...
6 hours? It was like 3.
6 hours,
three,
man. Three, three, three. It was like 3.
Yeah. All right, half. Goddamn. There's no mixtape store in fucking...
It wasn't.
That's just too bad. That's too bad.
Not in the beginning, no.
Yeah, not in the beginning. They had it afterwards, though. But yeah, I used to listen. Definitely, Jay-Z was my first official CD I bought. I think Volume 2 might have been. Might have been Volume 2 when he had the satin jacket on. What album is that?
Oh yeah, In My Lifetime.
In My Lifetime. But, yeah, that's the joint. That was my first official. And then
I like Sunshine off that video, even though like he got clowned for that shit. But that was a great off the Fox. Album Sunshine with him and Babyface and Killer and what's her name? Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown, yeah, that was my jam right there. Friend of Foe. It was a lot of joints on there, man. Yeah, yeah. I rock with Jesus. Jesus Watching. Was that on there? I think it was. Yeah, and Too Short, that song, Real People Do Real Things. You know, you got to put the expletives in there. I ain't going to say what it is, but that was my jam on there. But anyway, back. Sean Carter, Jay-Z, definitely my GOAT. And then, man, my favorite goes back and forth. I think before it was Kanye, it was probably Cameron. And then
I like
Cam. Cam had yo.
I do too. Faces. I like Cam. So he's the only acceptable person from Harlem.
Oshkosh Pakosh.
You can't just say one random thing. It all goes together.
I was down 40. Now I'm up 50. Buck 50. Buck quickly. Who you know can fuck with me?
There you go. Screw the killer lines. So I'm gonna leave it there.
Yes, huh? All right, that's good. All right. So my GOAT, I hate to like, you know, fit in with Jay and Cash here, but the GOAT to me is Jay-Z. Oh, it is Jay-Z. My favorite rapper, Bass did say it, is Nas, period. I have a couple other, like, you know, if you listen to my iPhone or whatever, my plays on my iPhone, you think my favorite rapper is Rick Ross. Cash's favorite rapper as well. Ain't that right, Cash? But nah, man, my favorite rapper is Nas, man. Like, his eloquence, you know, and things that he raps about is not commercial. And yeah, you probably don't want to hear that shit if you out trying to have a good time and all that, but it, like, shit hits you in the noodle. What little noodle I have left. Cash, what say you, sir?
You owe me Nas and Genuine. That's his best song.
Oh yeah. Yo, y'all going Circa 86's page. Bass, how's that spelled? Circa, just Circa 86, right?
Yep, that's I-R-K-A.
S-I-R-K-A 86 on Instagram. You going there, it's like a nice little healthy debate between us, you know, about our favorite Nas songs.
Everybody wants to say One Mike because he's doing a lot of math, but
I like Jay's pick. I like Jay's pick.
Rewind.
Jay's pick was good.
Yeah, Rewind is the shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck it. We're giving it away. So, but anyway, still check out Circuit 86 on Instagram anyway, you heard. But yeah, my favorite is Everything with The Dream and Kanye. It's like one of them long ass songs though. So dude, listen to him, we ain't got nothing to do. But I like that joint. But yeah, GOAT is Jay because, you know, body of work, impact. He's like the godfather of rap now. He's fucking billionaire, deal after deal. And like, just, you know, like nobody's, he raps about where he's at in life, like all his albums pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like if you listen to his albums, you can tell where he was, you know, throughout like his throughout his adulthood and all that shit. So yeah, that's like keeping it real. And you know, some people may have things to say about Jay about him being a shrewd businessman, but he said that shit in his rhymes too. Like, hey, it is what it is. So yeah, GOAT, Jay-Z, and favorite is Nas. Honorable mentions Rick Ross and Kanye and Fabulous. You heard? Fabulous from Brooklyn, by the way. No disrespect to anybody out in the Bay, though.
Hello.
U.S.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Somebody's trying to blackmail. This lady's husband is trying to blackmail her into an open marriage. What kind of incriminating shit does she have on him, Kat?
So she
on her, rather.
So she cheated on him when they were dating.
Oh, yeah.
And now he says, because you did that and I took you back, I'm now entitled to an open marriage for the entirety of this relationship.
Womp womp.
Ooh, that hurt. She must be ready too. If she making an outrage about it like this on like making it public. She hurt her.
Yeah. So
How you feel about it, Cash?
I mean, if that's what he wants, he should have said something before he paid the money to marry her. That's what I feel. Unless the marriage
is free. So they're married already.
Correct.
Oh, he's an idiot. No, she's going to divorce him now. Has she already filed for the divorce yet?
I'm not. It's kind of, yeah, I don't know. Me personally, I don't think you should force people to do it. I think there's plenty of people that will do what you want them to without forcing them. That's just what I think.
That's the truth. Say it again, Cash. One more time, please.
I don't think you should. I think there's plenty of people out here in this world that will do what you want them to do. You ain't got to force any one particular person.
That's right. And you don't need to.
There's a whole website. There's a whole website dedicated to this. It's called Plenty of Fish.
That's
right. Oh, man.
You're wild. That is not a good website.
Plenty of Fish is wild. That's like Coney Island water.
Bass, which one did you shout out? Wait, I missed it. You got to say it again.
Have you never heard of that website before?
You gotta say it again. I didn't hear you.
For the people in the back, Bass.
Ashley Madison, you never heard of that website?
And what's the concept of this website?
For people who are married and trying to cheat. It's super wild.
Oh, okay. Do you have to both be married? Like, how do they verify whether you're married or not?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what it's. I don't think you're on there if you're not. Like,
yeah, you got something to lose. This is a terrible place.
Creator was on a talk show and they were just like trying to tear that person apart, and he was like, "Well, I'm just offering a service. If I wasn't doing it, somebody else would be doing it."
He's right. And yeah, right.
Yeah. business is amoral. Yeah, so that website in particular, I was like, wow. So you're basically just, I mean, he's not wrong. They were going to do it anyway. I might as well charge. I mean, think of the guy or woman that decided to bottle water. I mean, sometimes you got to be really fucking out of the box.
Pioneers.
Yeah. Think about the alien that let us all borrow the cell phone technology.
Steve Jobs.
You know, shout out Steve Jobs. Rest in peace.
Yeah. So.
You think so? You think?
Hell yeah.
You think? They said they're going to put a chip in our brains next. That's what Elon's trying to do.
Yeah, no, I'll fight that. You ain't put no chip in me. Only thing you need is blood and cognac, you heard?
Another quotable. Shit, yeah. Man, we're on fire tonight. I mean, that is the next logical step, though, right? Mm. Like,
upgrades.
How instantaneous can communication get beyond telepathy, right? Telepathy.
I'm good.
So, but I'm okay. Yeah, like that's right, Vase. Like they're trying to make a cyborg or whatever. You know, I would prefer like Cyclops as an optic blast, though. That'd be pretty cool.
And physical get lasers. Upgrades. Yeah, they want to do physical upgrades too, like body.
Yeah.
Next 10 years.
There's a company or something. I forget what it's called, but it escapes me. It's too late for it to be thinking this deep. You know what I mean? I gotta go sleep soon. Don't make me fucking sleep. Make me sleep under my fucking bed and shit.
Don't be scared of the future, man. Shit's coming soon.
To scramble our brains.
I ain't ready for the chip, man. I seen too many Black Mirror episodes. I'm good on
that. Oh, you don't watch that shit. And I watched the wrong one too. Like,
oh, now you started with the wrong one, buddy.
Jesus.
Yeah, I jumped in way too deep. You gotta like.
Yeah, that was the wrong one. You should have started in season one. You should have stayed away from there. Yeah.
No, I don't believe in that. I want to say chip-free, you know? I prefer my doctor visits to be minimally invasive at all costs. I don't want to be upgraded.
Bruv, you know, 40 is not too far away, dog.
And I don't give a fuck. If they try to chip me, I'll chip them.
I mean, they might.
Yeah, I get prostate exams, Cash.
Yeah, I heard a little little Kakashi. You know what I mean? A little bang.
I saw someone
covered an article about that in the past, didn't we?
Did you see the Instagram post where the guy was playing defense?
Yes.
And he did that. Yeah. Okay.
Wait. What? Wait a minute. What? Gave him a prostate exam on defense in a basketball game?
So it was like two people playing basketball and a dude that was playing defense did that motion that Cash did and like did that to him and on defense. Yeah, I was like,
it's a deterrent, it's effective.
Yeah. Won't do that again.
We got a fight.
Did the guy hook off on him? So what happened? Did the guy hook off on him, Base?
He was in so much pain, he just like killed over.
Oh, he actually hit him. I thought he was just signaling to do that. No, he did it. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's a fight. So the teammates didn't jump him?
It was just showed him just being in a lot of pain and then they like cut away.
Yeah, man. Like, you gotta get rid of the whole team after that. You don't let nobody do that. No shit like that to me. Fuck out of here.
Oh, hands.
Word. You heard? That's some bullshit. Not dope shit. Bullshit.
Right. Super disrespectful.
Right. Right, man. Come on. So UNC, new head coach, Hubert Davis. Basically he was at a press conference. What was it, like a special conference or was it like a press
conference? It was a press conference, because he was kind of getting So this was his not swearing in, but like, you know, kind of introducing him. Yeah. Oh, this is the new head coach.
Okay. So it wasn't like anything like, okay. But basically, what this guy said, now this changes my opinion on it, because when I heard it before, I thought they said it was like a special race conference or something like that to talk about racial injustices, but no. Okay, so this shifts everything now for me. But anyway, he says he just, I guess, tangentially and just talking about himself or whatever the fuck, just blurts out, I'm proud. To have my wife is white. He said, I'm proud that my wife is white. and I'm proud we have beautiful little mixed children. I have no problem with that part of it, right? But the problematic topic is why I feel the need to, I mean, love who you want to love. I don't care. You know what I mean? Base, you're clamping at the bit to get at this, man. What are your thoughts?
I maybe I'm giving them too much credit. Like, I just don't, like, the question wasn't asked, and he just, like, came out of nowhere. I'm like,
and just said it. Like, what? Why?
Like, it maybe because he lives in North Carolina, he gets a lot of flack for it, and he felt nervous that he was being the first black person doing all these things, so he's just like, I'm not your savior. I'm gonna let you know all the information that you might.
Well, maybe he's being preemptive. Yeah, base. Maybe he's being preemptive and saying, "Oh, y'all not about. I'm the first black coach, but I don't want y'all to have that. Oh, man, that shit." So maybe he's being preemptive about that. I don't know, so that, you know, he's just throwing it out there so they can't. In his head, he thinks somebody's trying to attack him over who he loves. Jay.
So I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted about the comment just because when he started speaking, he was kind of shouting himself out or saying, okay, there are not many African-Americans in the position that I am in. There's 26%. This is what he said. There's 26% in Division I basketball. Yeah, he did. As far as African-American coaches.
Wow.
Well, no, listen, this part, I was like, okay, fine. You know, he's just kind of just saying who he is and what's going on in the world. Right. And then he went to UNC and was like, well, I'm like the fourth coach in UNC history that's African-American. I'm thinking that's included all the Division I sports. And then he went to, and I'm proud my wife is white. And like you said, that wasn't prompted at all.
there was no question. Like, who's your wife? Where's she from? What color is she? Like, nobody asked that shit.
Hold on. I think that he was trying to show that, you know, he's diverse. This is just my thing.
I think, Jay.
And it went sideways because then he's like,
that went horribly wrong.
And he kept going. And I'm like, wait.
You tried to cut the corner. You ran into a brick wall, my guy. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you like?
I thought he was just trying to show diversity. Like, well, I'm here and I'm trying to be, you know, especially with how everything is right now. But I think it was executed.
Executed. I think he's just preemptive. He's like, it's like a preemptive strike. He feels like somebody's gonna judge him for his wife's race.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just that's my interpretation. He's anticipating that attack. He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm not hiding nothing. Here it is right here. But he just did it horribly. That's like I don't know. That's like putting sandpaper. I mean, you're not supposed to use a Q-tip anyway. That's like putting sandpaper on a Q-tip and trying to get wax out your ear. Cash, yo.
My mic wasn't working, so I guess what I was going to say.
He broke the mic, guys. He broke the mic.
Can you hear me?
Out of anger. We can hear you now.
Yeah, but I initially was going to say it's probably offensive and to a variety of different people. So I think that was the Lord intervening. But I just want to say, what you would call that expression of his personal life, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, because to J.E.'s point, he was talking about African Americans and he was like, I'm proud to be an African American. I'm proud that my wife is white. I'm proud that my kids are a combination of the two. I'm like, okay. All right, Hubert. Okay.
And then we're all friends here.
No, and so I saw because I saw the donkey of the day. So then I went to look for the actual press conference to see if they like fucked up with if they like cut it up weird. No, that's exactly what he said. So it was like, okay,
I said was a person.
Yeah, right, it was like jarring. It was odd.
It's like, do you like your wife? Do you want
to tell you to say that? Like, I don't.
I'm pretty sure no one at that press conference, but then to your point, Afeev, it might have just been a preemptive strike. Look, I'm the first black, here it is. It's right here. Don't go look for nothing. Don't go find her. You're not going to find her. Leave her alone. It is. But I saw someone in the comment, and I just want to say this. Someone in the comment said, oh, he just wants to appear safe so no one goes to burn down his house. And I was like, okay. I don't know North Carolina.
That angle too, yeah.
But that is possible. Hey, I'm black. You might not like it, but look. Hey, look.
Not just hurting me.
Right. So
But I think we're all in agreement here. I don't think anyone gives two shits. But it's the fact that why'd you say it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, dog, what's wrong with you? Like, how many revitalized before you got up there? And, you know, they sprinkle a little something on your shit?
I just think, like,
put a little
I think
powder on your donut.
I'm proud to be African American. And then maybe there was a conversation at home. Maybe there was some tension, like a racial discussion. And yeah, he's just like, and I'm like, that seemed to me like a husband has gotten in too many trouble about African American conversations outwardly. And he's just trying to cover all the bases. There's not a lot of black people here. I'm black, but my wife is white, and I'm proud of that. And my kids are both, and I love that. Like, okay, yeah, buddy.
You're friends. We're good. We're among friends.
Relax. Nobody hates you or your wife. Good luck in North Carolina.
I think he just gave his wife a lot of unnecessary attention now. So his home life is going to be problematic, man. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah, she's going to be mad. Dumb shit. Yeah.
Like, why? Why would you do this? Why? Why? On the couch.
Damn, Hubert.
What's going on, Hubert?
No, well, Hubert just trying to make sure nobody steal her. That's cool. What it is.
No, she seemed really sweet and cool.
Hubert tried to claim that. You're like, that's mine. Get out of here.
My woman. Hubert.
I see you, Hubert.
All right.
Craziness.
Shout out to you, Hubie.
Yeah.
If you win games, nobody's going to care. This is all going to be under the bridge. No one's going to give a shit.
No one's going to give a fuck. Everybody's going to North Carolina because Michael Jordan went there. It doesn't matter who the fuck the coach is.
Shout out to Roy Williams. He retired. You know how it go.
Uncle Roy from the grandpa's side. We acknowledge your greatness.
Facts, facts. All right. So I think this brings us into our streaming and music selections for the week. But yeah, man, I'll get us started, man, because this is kind of like somewhat of a mystery topic that's no mystery to any of us. But my favorite, my legitimate pick for this week is Who We Be by Earl Simmons, a.k.a. Darkman X, DMX. And yeah, that is, you know, intentional in light of the news that, you know, DMX isn't doing too good right now. You know what I'm saying? DMX has had a troubled past of, you know, drug usage and what have you, you know, in and out of jail and serious addiction problems. And unfortunately, he reportedly overdosed and, you know, had a heart attack. And I think he was without oxygen for about a half an hour. And they took him over to White Plains Hospital in New York. He's been on life support. I think for a short period, they tried to take him off and he was breathing on his own at one point. But they've been saying that, you know, he's pretty much in a vegetative state, not much brain activity. And they had a prayer vigil for him, I think, a couple of days ago on the 5th of April. So I think like on Monday, and it was beautiful. Like, you know, it was playing stuff about, you know, like his prayers. He's a prayerful guy. That's one thing you can say about DMX, man, like ups and downs or whatever. But the man was, you know, he moved people beyond like his music, which is, I mean, we were talking about favorites and GOATs. Like, you could put DMX in there for anyone just about. Matter of fact, shout out to my guy, Big Boozer. I think Big Boozer probably would have put X like one of his favorite or GOATs or whatever, because I know you love DMX or whatever. But yeah, man, just an unfortunate story, man. An awesome talent, you know what I'm saying? One of the he could be on anybody's list, like top 10 at the very least, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. What's up, Cash?
No, I just wanted to say my stream recommendation was as well, because fun fact about me, I also got engaged to a DMX song because I'm a fan of romance. So
that's right. DMX is quite the romantic guy.
That was my first actual
album. He has 15 children. Y'all know that?
Oh, God bless
him. I didn't know he had 15. That was your first album, Bass?
Yeah, that's my first album I ever got.
It's Dark and Hell is Hell's Hot. Yep.
That was my introduction into
classic. Classic album.
Hell of an introduction.
None of my bitches got love for me yet. That's Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood, but yeah, still.
Oh, that was another classic. I bought all of them.
Yeah, back to back. I think only year the dog sucked, but it was.
Have y'all ever heard? Have y'all ever heard him on Grand Champ? Like, is DMX, 50 Cent, and Styles P Shot Down?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, that's. Like if I'm angry, that I'm listening to that shit right there. You know what I mean?
Also
like
brought us the Rough Riders.
Yeah, he did.
Rag on.
Dragon.
That's where the locks. That's where the locks went after that. Facts, man. Like they flourished out there, and Jada went to his
Jin
individual
Jin
career.
DMC. Oh yeah, remember Jin?
Jin.
Okay. He also learned Chinese.
Iceberg, Youngberg.
Swizz was sort of like associated with.
Yeah,
him,
no,
too,
yeah,
right?
No, yeah. He was.
Swizz is yeah. Rough Riders. Made all, the beats. All those beats. Yeah, that's yeah. Rough Riders.
Yeah. Yep.
BET put a wonderful documentary together for anyone that's interested. That's my streaming recommendation for the week, the Rough Riders documentary. Yeah.
I'll check that out. I don't have any streaming recommendations myself, but Cash, I think you gave like a DMX song or?
Oh, yeah. So my DMX song, for those of you who are into romance, is DMX Party Up. It's obvious. And then my second Pop Smoke tribute song of the week is Christopher Walken. So it's an amazing.
They say it outside.
Yes, that's what they say, but they're not.
Mr. Cash checked with his sword, shit right. Like that.
Yes. And and then my stream recommendation was the please go check out Phoebe's recommendation Baki on Netflix anime. And then
got better, didn't it? It got better. Yes.
There's a little racial undertone made me almost want to stop. They had Muhammad Ali drooling and dribbling all kind of fucking crazy. And I was like,
it's not funny. He's my hero. But yeah, that was a little weird. But then like it gets better. Like he actually like check it out. It's good. If you're an anime fan, an anime fan, or you got some level of tolerance.
That's it. Prayers up, DMX. Like, I mean, we all know if you don't get enough oxygen to your brain after a certain point, it's probably not going to be the best. But just, you know, pray for the family, the 15 kids, everybody. Just, you know, it's just a matter of when at this point, unfortunately. So sad to see him go, but I appreciate the music and the memories. So
for real, man, it's sad. Very sad. Jay?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking the same thing. I was going to give a DMX song, but then you guys gave some good DMX songs. I'm going to go with Bass's album, his favorite album, or his introductory album. I'm going to say Damien, the song Damien. Ooh. Off of there, when he was going back and forth with the demon. Yeah. And stuff like that. That was dope. Or the devil, if you're into that. That was the whole conversation throughout that
whole
song.
And you better not be.
That song was that was like a great song for DMX. You know what I mean? It shows his range. The guy was a supreme talent. You know, and even when we were discussing, I think what Snoop Dogg, when he was battling DMX, that whole situation, DMX was kind of he was on the verge of a comeback. He had some big performance. He was performing at someone's like birthday party or whatever.
Yep.
It was talks of an album with him and Swizz Beatz. So yeah, man. You know, gone too soon. I know substance abuse, man. That's a hard thing to live with. It's a chronic relapsing problem. You know, once you're addicted to whatever substances, it's kind of hard to give off. Yeah, you always have, you know, that kind of thing in the back of your mind, and it's harder when you have money. You know, because it's easier access.
Famous like that? Because it's like, you gonna tell DMX no? Are you serious?
Right. You know, the dealer. Oh, you DMX? Yeah, worry. I'm gonna hook you up or whatever. So it's a sad situation. But you know, like you guys said, prayers to the family, and you know, he's an immense talent.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Bass.
Since we go on DMX, and he was definitely one of my all-time favorites. I'm gonna go with "Get At Me, Dog" because that's the song that.
Nice.
That's the song that got me into DMX. When I saw him with the pit bulls and the choker chain and the jumpers, the overalls, I was like, yeah, that guy's dope. I'm gonna get that album.
Yeah. In the tunnel.
Yeah.
Dope shit. That brings us to our Classy Human Low Live segment for the week, man. And I like this one right here, this Classy Human one. I'm getting my man Shaquille O'Neal. How many rings Shaq got? Like what, four?
Four.
Three with the Lakers, one with the Heat. So, I mean, do I have to really explain who Shaquille O'Neal is? Like, unless you're freaking 10 years old or something like that. And even then, you should know who
he is. He's a Canadian ice hockey legend.
That's right. And now he has a maple syrup business out in Quebec.
That's but sarcasm, nah, man. By the way.
Yeah. If he was capable of that sometimes, especially when the sun is not up, you know? But yeah, man, like he was, noticed a young man in a jewelry store in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, hey, man, if you listen to the story, you might want to go Yuri's or Shaq might hook you
up. Hang out at Zales.
Yeah, hang out at Zales. So the young man was like, he was buying his engagement ring on layaway, and Shaq noticed it, and Shaq said, "Yeah, man, I got it. Don't worry about it." Like that, like nothing. And that's like, that's beautiful shit. I seen something before that he was posting about Shaq, because Shaq, I like Shaq, because he does what the fuck he wants to do. Like, Shaq does whatever. He's like a fucking, like, EDM DJ and shit. Like, there's like a Shaq fun house and all that type shit. He does what he wants to do. But anyway, there's like a video of him on Instagram where he's like doing like some sort of Congo dance or some shit like that. And it's like, the caption said something to the effect of, Shaq beat the game and now it's just doing like the side missions or whatever, like when it comes to life. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it looks like. It's so fucking awesome to see. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
No, you're right, man. You're right.
Like he won, like your fucking NBA legend, one of the most dominant player of all time. You have four championship rings, several MVPs in the finals and all that stuff. Like, now he's just making the world a better place. Like, him and Charles on NBA on TNT is fucking hilarious too. So
yeah,
just all around classy human, man. Like, I love hearing shit like this. You know what I mean? That shit warmed my heart, man. So shout out to Shaq, man. Anyone else got thoughts on it?
Put your rings on layaway. Maybe you don't have to pay for all of them.
Pro tip. That's right, man. That's right. That's right. Look around. Look around. Check your surroundings. Be aware.
Right.
Shaq might be there. What's that, Jay?
I was gonna say, Kazam, Shaq is better than Shazam, your man Sinbad, for the record. Recall.
The movie, yeah, you got a little recall, some callbacks, baby. What's up, Bass?
That both of those movies are real.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, there is no Mandela effect, you fucking insensitive a-hole. Thank you.
That shit was hilarious. But all right, we don't have any more remarks on Shaq. Now, this is a big argument point. So before we went live tonight, I was arguing with these guys as to whether this guy should be a low life or not. But Paul Pierce, we do technically have him in the low life section. Cash has his thumbs down right now. So does Bass. Yeah, but fuck y'all, man. I don't really fuck what y'all talking about. But anyway, Paul Pierce is a color commentator for ESPN.
Not anymore.
He lost his job. Former, because you know he's a color commentator. You see his face every day, like you know, when they talk about NBA and all that stuff. But he went live on Instagram at a strip club, like a bunch of strippers. I think he had a blunt in his mouth too, right? Was he smoking in the live?
I didn't see that.
I know he was smoking after that. Yeah.
It was his house.
So he bought. He's a gentleman. I don't even like strip clubs, but it's like, if you want to do something like that, do it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But anyway, he got fired for that. He got fired for going live on IG with strippers at his house, you know, living his life. I mean, he didn't do it at ESPN. Like, what the problem is?
He's smoking a ganja too. Don't forget that.
Oh, he was smoking. Yeah. So that's what I was asking. Like, because I thought that was like the next video. Cash, what are your thoughts?
I don't like Paul Pierce to begin with. But I don't think that's a smart decision for anyone out there that actually has a job, like a structured job that's tied to a children's company, conglomerate. Don't go on live smoking. Don't go on live with strippers
in
the fucking room, you idiot. You are irresponsible.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that part. Thanks, Cash, because I didn't know that part before.
And that made, honestly, didn't. I'm not going to look it up, but it's a funny rumor, and I hope it's true. Thank you. I think that's it.
Bass, what are your thoughts, bro?
You don't let nothing mess with your bag. Like, he got cocky or he got comfortable, and now you're not on ESPN. Like,
okay. I hear that, and that makes perfect sense. What you and Cash are saying makes perfect sense. But he's already getting offers from, like, porn sites and all that stuff to do commentary, like, in a adult-like setting
that
gels. But I'm telling you, he's about to strike gold, I think. I think he's on to something. And this is beautiful. Like yes, it's not as much money, but he's an NBA legend, played in the league for decades. Like, I presume that he has money. I don't think he's like Antoine Walker or nothing like that. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he's not hurting for money. I'm not trying to dump on Antoine Walker or anything like that. Baby. But you know the story. And, well, yeah. You shouldn't have did that. Obviously, don't protect your bag, like you said, Bass. Very, very, very careless, but at the same time, there's silver lining in it. He was being himself, living life, and now he has an opportunity at the on-site doesn't look too as promising as ESPN, but maybe he can strike gold and set up his own market and make tons and tons of more money like through that. So that's how I look at it. I look at the silver line, man. You got to take lemons and make lemonade out of it, baby. Jay, what's good?
So I'm indifferent about the situation for a few reasons. He's a grown man. He's a grown ass man. He could do whatever he wants. But you don't need to broadcast your business. You live in life the way you live in life. Live your life and keep it. Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself.
Especially if you like you said, ESPN and Disney, that partnership there, that was kind of stupid. But there's another viewpoint out there that he possibly was leaving them anyway, or things weren't going well with Disney or with ESPN. So he just put it out there anyway. So
that makes sense to me.
What's really going on with that situation? So that's that. And then my comment on what you said, Fee, as far as doing something different, like having more colorful commentary be out there. I think there was something with Gilbert Arenas and a porn star. Was there not? On YouTube or something like that?
Mia Khalifa.
How's that doing? Is that still around?
I don't think it is.
Well, see, Paul Pierce is a bigger name anyway than Gilbert Arenas. No disrespect to Agent Zero, but, you know, he had zero rings. So you got Paul Pierce.
But, Gilbert never was, like, viral for anything. But I mean, I think, like, he brought a gun to the arena one time or something like that. But Pierce, like,
I bring all my guns to work. Gilbert Arenas.
Right. But yeah, whose line that is. But yeah, man, like people are supporting him online. So I'm just saying there's an opportunity there. To you guys' point, maybe it's very bleak and it'll last for a second, but you don't know where that'll take you. Cash?
Oh, I just wanted to say you said NBA champ. You said NBA legend, and I don't.
He's a legend. He's a legend, dog. He won a championship, and he's like one of the most. I mean, obviously, he won't be the greatest Celtic ever. Is Larry Bird? But
do you
think
Paul Pierce is a Hall of Famer?
He's one of the greatest Celtics ever. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
You just don't like him. I mean, I don't care for him either. I don't care for him either. But he can't deny his skills.
I can, and he has none to me. He won one championship.
Dog, he never went to the weight room and kicked ass like he did for all them years.
I mean, Iverson didn't either, but he did the right. You never saw Iverson get stabbed up.
I mean, man, live life. I mean, Iverson though did a lot of disco shit too, though.
Right, but not like that.
That was cold, man. That was cold. Why you so much, man, getting stabbed? That was cold.
I mean, you have to understand, if someone's going to stab you multiple times, you might not be living how you're supposed to be living.
And he still came back and still won a championship eventually.
And he lied about the wheelchair all because he had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, take a shit?
Yeah.
He's a legend. He's a legend. Come on, man.
Yeah. Paul Pierce is an accomplished NBA player who won a championship.
Can we make this guy the first tweener? About, you know, with regard to classy human and low life, I believe he should be in both buckets. It's stupid, but live your life. You know, I love seeing shit like that. It's dumb. Yes, what he did was dumb.
I vote yes, Fee. He can be in between. It's fine.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you, Jay.
Base left the video chat.
Oh, you agree? Oh, thank you, Cash.
We have quorum. It doesn't matter.
Right. All right, man. This quote of the week is wild, Cash. I know this had to be you, dog. I'll tee it up. I don't know what the fuck this is supposed to mean. Safe sex is great sex. Better wear latex because you don't want that latex that I think I'm latex. So this. Put on a condom if you don't want kids out of wedlock or whatever the fuck. Cash?
I just wanted to give credit to Lil Wayne, that's all. But my thoughts on the quote, I think is very legitimate. I think...
makes sense.
I don't think safe sex is great sex, but...
Yeah.
But if you're not prepared to deal with it, you guys don't think it's weird that, you know, you have a child from sex? You don't think that's weird? But whatever. Anyway,
something so enjoyable brings something it's else so enjoyable in the world.
Right. Yeah. So basically, safe sex is great sex. You better wear a latex because you don't want that latex that I think I'm late. Because nobody wants that if you're not ready for that. So,
Lil Wayne, see?
Yeah, but he don't even remember saying it. So,
but
that doesn't take away from the artfulness of it because I think, you know, another Lil Wayne's lyric I recently.
Can we come on with the fucking Lil Wayne, Wayne quotes? Fuck him. I don't like
him. So he said, I got the vision like the line between two dots. That's going to go over your head. That's going to go over your damn head.
He got some quotables, man. Lil Wayne's one of the great ones, but I just never fuck with Wayne like that, man.
Because when I heard that, I was like, yo, so he's not stupid? Oh, okay.
He's on drugs.
Yeah, lots of them. All of them at once. You see his hair? Nobody loves him.
I thought that was a religious thing.
That's not religion.
What religion is that?
What religion do you get your hair blonde and looking crazy?
No, just the dreads, but like kind of letting it go.
Rastafari? You think you're Rastafari?
Yeah.
Could be.
Wiccan.
Did
you say
Wiccan? Yeah.
Yep, very good choice, though, Cash. Very good choice.
Thank you, sir.
Any other remarks, gents?
Nope. Spay and neuter your pets.
Bob Barker, motherfucker.
Bob Barker. Yeah. Price is right.
Price is right.
Get the vaccine.
Word.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Wrap Get it the up. Vaccine. Wrap it up. Don't have loose kids out here you don't like or want. You know what I mean?
Get you a velvet durag, feel luxurious.
What they call that? What they call that website now? Bumble, Hubble. What's it called?
You know what it's called. Stop playing.
Yeah, make sure you put your accurate profile on there, and if you're not 6 feet, put 5'10" because women don't know what 5'10" mean. So, pro tip.
Cash, the relationship expert.
I'm just saying, if you put six, they know what 6 feet look like, right? Because that's what they want. But if you put 5'10", they don't know what inches mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm legitimately 5'10", so I get it. I'm not tall, but I'm not short either.
And then when you go meet them, you go sit down first. So then when they go greet you, you stand up and you sit back down so it don't register. But then throughout the whole thing, they'll know something's not right, but they won't be able to put their finger on it. You plant seeds of animosity. Yes.
Factoid.
Yeah, just trying to spread love and make sure everybody gets what they deserve out here. Scam and hustle your way to greatness.
And there you go.
Tell them, Cash. Dope shit. All right, guys, you got anything else?
Nah.
High life at night. That's how we do it.
That's right, man. I think this is just going to have to be like an ongoing thing, man. I think we put out our best work at night, man. You know what I'm saying?
We got to rotate now.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do it every week, but you know what I mean?
Look, we said we was gonna vote on it, right? So, you know, we're a democracy, you know what I'm saying? Quorum and shit like that. So every week, we just vote on it.
I vote now. Next episode, Sunday.
It should be the off week of editing. That's what it should be.
Oh, okay. But everybody needs a break. I'm flexible.
Flexibility is essential. But all right, folks, I hope you enjoyed our shenanigans this week. Very, very, very flavorful and spicy episode or whatever. You know what I mean? I hope y'all guys enjoyed it. We appreciate your support. You know what I mean? You're sticking with us. We're getting better and better. Aging like wine out here. 30 who? Fuck out of here. But nah, we really appreciate you guys. And until next time, be great, be powerful, be blessed. This is the High Life Show. Peace.
Good evening. Good night. Thank you.